A new law will soon let Wisconsin police conduct roadside saliva testing for marijuana and other illegal substances. It's Thursday, March 19th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the governor has also signed a new law that will extend postpartum Medicaid coverage. And there's talk in Washington about bringing back a work opportunity tax credit for employers, even though data show it failed to increase worker pay or hiring.
Certain people who get food stamps, people with disabilities, people who've recently been released from incarceration.
Stay with us.
There's a certain spirit about being a Wisconsinite.
On Wisconsin Weekend, we celebrate that by exploring the stories that make the state special.
And we meet people doing interesting things who don't always make it into the headlines.
Connect with your Wisconsin community on Wisconsin Weekend.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10 on WPR News.
Police across Wisconsin will soon have a new tool to help combat driving under the influence. As Steph Conquest Ware reports, Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill into law that would allow for roadside saliva testing for marijuana and other illegal substances.
In 2022, almost one in every three fatal crashes involved someone driving under the influence, according to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Police hope roadside screenings will help fix this. The saliva tests help determine the presence of THC, opiates, and stimulants. They are conducted pre-arrest to prove probable cause. But Andrew Mishlove, a Wisconsin attorney who specializes in impaired driving defense, argues the law is, quote, merely symbolic.
Roadside tests are not admissible in court in Wisconsin for alcohol, nor will this one be, to show guilt. Only to show that the officer had a right to arrest somebody and request a blood sample in this case.
He says the tests are a small but meaningful step toward prosecution. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Gas prices have surged since the war with Iran, and many agricultural leaders say E15 fuel would help consumers save money. That's a blend of gas with up to 15% ethanol. Nick Bowdish operates an ethanol plant in northeastern Nebraska. He says E15 is a solution for higher prices at the pump.
We're American-made, domestically made, and all of our plants are actually sitting on fuel supplies that could be doing more work in serving the consumer. But there's an archaic fuel regulation that still to this day limits ethanol and gasoline at 10% for all motor vehicles.
Federal rules restrict E15 sales from June through mid-September because of air quality concerns. So far, Congress has failed to pass legislation approving year-round use. The Senate Agriculture Committee heard testimony last week on ways to boost demand for farm products. Several participants urged lawmakers to approve year-round E15. Thousands of mothers in Wisconsin will now have access to postpartum Medicaid coverage. That's after Governor Tony Evers signed a bill into law extending the program from 60 days to 1 year. Jenny Peek has the details.
Extending postpartum Medicaid coverage has been years in the making. Governor Tony Evers included it in all four of his proposed budgets since taking office. And Wisconsin was one of only two states that hadn't extended the coverage. After signing the bill into law, Evers called it the right move for Wisconsin families. The bill saw bipartisan support in both the state Senate and the Assembly. During floor debate last month, Democratic Representative Robin Vining said the bill would save lives.
Postpartum Medicaid expansion will prevent preventable deaths, give women the health care, including the mental health care, that they need as they care for their newborns.
Expanded coverage for new moms begins July 1st. Jenny Peek, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Veterinary experts are urging commercial and backyard flocks to take steps to protect their birds. This as they see an uptick in bird flu cases during spring migration. In the last month, federal data show Wisconsin has had the second highest number of birds affected by bird flu, More than 4 million birds are currently affected across four of the state's flocks. Acting U.S. Chief Veterinary Officer Alan Huddleston is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says most infections in poultry flocks stem from wild birds.
The ability to prevent exposure of the virus in our domestic poultry is really key. Biosecurity steps are critical.
He says flock owners should clean up equipment and clothing, disinfect boots, separate animals, and watch for signs of illness. The nation has been dealing with the largest outbreak in history. Around 200 million birds have been affected since 2022. Coming up, a discussion about the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, how it impacts employers and employees. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
And finally, for almost 30 years, the federal government rewarded companies for hiring workers who faced barriers to employment. The Work Opportunity Tax Credit costs the country around $2 billion annually. It expired in December, and some members of Congress want to bring it back. But the credit failed to increase hiring or pay for workers. That's according to data gathered by the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the University of Southern California. Wisconsin Watch reporter Natalie Yars sifted through the research. She joins us now to break it all down. Can you tell us how this Work Opportunity Tax Credit was originally meant to benefit both employers and employees?
Yes. So the Work Opportunity Tax Credit was created in 1996. It was a time when Congress was overhauling the country's welfare system, and it was designed to give a financial incentive to employers who would hire people who often struggle to get jobs. The initial group of people that was included was narrower, and then it's broadened over time to include a variety of different groups of people, including certain people who get food stamps, people with disabilities, people who've recently been released from incarceration. A tax credit would allow the employers to get a credit for a portion of wages they pay to that employee during their first year of employment.
So Natalie, your piece actually did a pretty good job of mentioning that this data isn't really available for every state, but it is available in Wisconsin. And that's where researchers at UW-Madison and the University of Southern California were able to examine that Work Opportunity Tax Credit data for two decades. They particularly looked at the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. What were the takeaways there?
What researchers found was, disappointingly, that it really does not seem to, as they said, move the needle on employment or earnings. It's just not changing who those employers are hiring. They found that it's being used the most by really big employers, big companies. So we're talking about like big retailers, temp agencies. They're sort of on the back end finding out who of the people that they hired qualified and then filing for the tax credit for it. And so that basically led researchers to say, this doesn't seem to be a particularly good use of that. It appears that it costs the government about $2 billion a year.
One of the issues that your piece actually focused on was the issue of disclosure. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When researchers basically tried to look at how companies were doing this and surveyed some of the companies, they found that the people who know about this tax credit and who potentially gather the information that would help them figure out, hey, is this person going to be eligible, this potential employee, would they make us eligible for this tax credit? The manager who's hiring for that job or the person who's hiring for that job may never see that. And they said that's not necessarily even a mistake. That may be because companies don't want to kind of illegally discriminate against anyone. And if they want to be sure that they're not discriminating, they may just not even have the hiring manager ask those questions.
Some lawmakers, however, want to bring this tax credit back. What is the argument for, you know, trying to preserve or bring back the program?
What experts have told me is it's really very likely that it would get approved again, because that's what's happened for 30 years. One kind of cynical researcher I talked to, she said, you know, it's going to get passed again because it helps businesses and Republicans like helping businesses. And it looks like it helps poor people, and Democrats like the idea of helping poor people.
I know that you spoke to the nonprofit Center for Employment Opportunities talking about improving hiring practices for people who qualify. Are those some of the reforms that you're talking about that possibly could be made to strengthen this program?
One of the really important things is just educating employers about the actual risk or lack of risk involved in some of that hiring, because sometimes employers are hesitant because they just view the risk bigger than it is.
That was Natalie Yar, reporter with Wisconsin Watch, a nonprofit, nonpartisan newsroom. We were talking about the Work Opportunity Tax Credit and how it impacts employers and employees. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. A little warmer today than the past few days, with highs in the 30s and 40s. Pretty cloudy, but no rain expected. Lows down into the 30s overnight. We could see a little bit of light drizzle. Hey, we've got a warm-up on the way into the 50s tomorrow and into the 60s by Saturday. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Glad you could join us, and thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hey, don't forget the March Madness tournament starts today. The Wisconsin Badgers are playing High Point. They're going to be playing at about 1 o'clock this afternoon. As always, have a great rest of your day and go Badgers. We'll talk to you again soon.